And if you'll endeavor, we have one more item. Colleagues, can you stay for one more item?
Okay.
Good.
Item 515, authorize revenue bonds in an amount sufficient to provide not more than $20 million to finance space in a project to be located at Southwest 4th Avenue and Southwest Montgomery Street.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. For your consideration is an ordinance authorizing a financing plan to fund the city's share of the Jasmine Block project. The Jasmine Block project will be a joint development with Portland State University, Oregon Health and Science University, and Portland Community College. While full details of the project are unknown at this point, the total building cost is estimated to be approximately $100 million for a 200,000 square foot building. Per resolution 37274, City Council instructed the Office of Finance and Administration to work with the Portland Development Commission and Portland State University to develop the occupancy and a financing plan. The ordinance in front of you would authorize the city to issue in an amount of up to $20 million to finance the cost of acquiring approximately 30,000 square feet of space in the building. This ordinance is intended to provide evidence to PSU of the city's commitment for local funding as they go to the state in search of additional funding. The current plan is for PSU to develop the Jasmine Block, which is owned by PDC. PDC has agreed to convey the land to PSU for the development with an agreement that the project will include certain amount of tax-generating retail space. We anticipate that BPS will occupy the newly constructed space. Relocating BPS will allow for most, if not all, of BDS employees currently in outlet space to be moved to the 1900 building. We will be back in front of you as the project develops, including seeking council approval of the development agreement between PSU and the city. No bonds will be sold until the council takes official action to authorize the city's participation in the project, such as approving the development agreement. The ordinance includes a statement that no bonds will be issued until council approves the project and the development agreement. I would like Eric Johansson to provide specifics about the financing plan.
Mayor, I'm not sure we need the financing plan at this point because my understanding in the briefing we got is that this action would then demonstrate to PSU and the legislature our binding intent to bring the local match, which in turn allows them to be competitive for the lottery-backed money or the money that they're seeking from the legislature. It's slightly out of sequence, but it is in order for them to secure their state financing, after which you would come back to us to deal with to present the other details of this transaction in the ordinary course. Is that correct?
Commissioner Fitch, absolutely.
And no bonds will be issued. So I don't think, Mayor, we need to get into the details.
No, and this isn't even the authorization of those bonds. Right. But it actually does give you a head start. There's a lot of paperwork and number crunching involved with the issuance of bonds, so this obviously gives you some leeway to begin that process.
So we're putting in up to $20 million. How much is OHSU putting in, and how much is PSU putting in, and how much is PCC putting in?
Commissioner Saltzman, I do not know the specifics in terms of how much each one of those are putting in, but if it's based on the amount of square foot, and if I was going to do the math, I can tell you the square footage. PSU is looking at roughly about 60,000 square foot of that building. Oregon Health Sciences is looking roughly about another 60,000. PCC is looking at 30,000, and then we're looking at 30,000 square feet.
And so if each 30,000 square foot increment was $20 million, which is what our share is, it seems like we're overpaying relative to the partners for a $100 million building. Did you say it was $100 million?
It's $100 million. Ours is
so we're putting in at a rate that would make this building 120, 150.
That's correct.
So it seems like we're overpaying our share, and I guess I'm wondering why.
Okay.
I don't know if you have the answer, but.
No, that's a good question, Commissioner Saltzman. And so our number is roughly somewhere in between $15 to $20 million. We're estimating at this time in terms of construction costs, it's roughly about $15.6 to $15.9 million. There is additional room for contingency and also for tenant improvements. And so there's going to be monies over and beyond our original construction costs that will help us to pay for specific improvements for our 30,000 square feet. And I expect that the other partners will be putting money in for their specific tenant improvements too. So
this money doesn't include tenant improvements?
The $20 million, ours does.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Okay. So it includes the tenant improvements.
Right. That's separate planning. From the construction cost. That's correct.
Okay. And to be clear, you will not bring any of these to market until you've come back for the approval of this city council with all of those questions answered.
Yes, Mayor.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I just, you know, I would expect OHSU, PSU, PCC to be paying the same amount to this project as we are.
That's correct.
Relative to the proportion of space we're taking.
That's
and
correct.
Since OHSU and PSU are taking twice the amount of space we're taking, I expect to see their shares to be twice what we're putting in.
Absolutely.
To be fair. Yeah.
Good point.
Okay.
Great. Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance. It moves to second reading. We are adjourned. Thank you. We'll see you all at 2:00.